Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. While prowling through the market last weekend, I noticed that there were a lot of wonderful vegetables available that play important supporting roles in our meals. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, the whole family of spring onions offer enterprising cooks a lot to work with.
Yes, and spring, like, I don't think people think of onions as springtime, but that's like some of the chives and the bunching onions, they're the first things to come up.
They are indeed. When you see those little bundles of chives, yeah, you know that spring has come.
Exactly, and I think what's different about the flavor of these three things that we're going to talk about as opposed to like sort of the standard onions is it's much more mild and it's a lot sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, it's fun to use. Like, I'm not a big fan of raw onion, but mm-hmm. these are definitely things you can use raw in a variety of dishes.
That's right. When we're talking about chives, what we're talking about using is what they call the scape,
yes,
which is kind of like the stem. It's that
right.
kind of little spear-shaped thing.
Right.
And you just cut those off of the plant, and the plant will stay in production all year long.
Oh, it keeps shooting things up all summer. I know. It's great.
Great.
Yeah,
it's really great.
Like I said, they're easy to grow, too. It's one of the staples you should have in your herb garden.
It is. And finally, you'll get a flower, and if you choose to—
Chive flowers are great.
They are. They're edible. You can chop them up if you like to. They're beautiful.
Yeah, I like to garnish. Just tease them apart into
That's
their
right.
tiny little flowers and yeah. sprinkle them all over a variety of things.
It's really, really beautiful. And
yeah.
I don't think you can really kill a chive plant.
It's hard. There's no doubt. And actually, my
back.
Favorite thing in Thai cooking is this chive dumpling that mm-hmm. they make, which is just a bunch of chives wrapped in a wrapper and pan-fried.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, speaking of Asian cooking,
yeah.
one of the ingredients that you're going to see a lot is scallions or spring onions.
Right.
And I wasn't quite sure, Jerry, but
uh-huh.
there is a difference.
Uh-oh. What is
so,
this?
Okay, the scallion is a long kind of a cylindrical thing,
mm-hmm.
and the bulb, the white part,
yeah.
is the same width as the scape.
Oh, sure, sure.
With the spring onion, you actually get that bulbous swelling.
That's right. It looks almost like there is an onion at the bottom
That's right.
of that scape.
And sure. those are very delicious, very mild little onions.
Right.
And that the season for those isn't that long.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make your move really quickly.
Right.
One of the things that people like to do with those is cut them in half lengthwise and grill them.
I think on the grill, they're outstanding.
They
and
are.
Quickly,
they, really are.
They don't need a lot of time on the grill. Just to toss back and forth on a hot grill sweetens them up, and they're a perfect accompaniment to everything, meat, fish, poultry.
Well, both of these are featured in Asian cooking.
Sure.
You throw them into a wok, you stir fry them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the shrimp roll and egg roll recipes call for this very thing.
Sure.
And you just chop them up real
or
fine.
Or just the top green parts cut very thin and used as raw garnish.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's
they're
beautiful.
Great.
Now, I think kind of the queen of the spring onion is the shallot.
Mm.
And it's such a beautiful, beautiful little vegetable. Kind of, it looks and it tastes halfway between an onion and garlic.
Yeah, but even on the way more mild side, I think there's a unique sweetness and an earthiness to shallot that neither garlic nor onion has.
That's right. You peel off that little papery skin,
uh-huh.
and there's any number of things you can do with
yeah.
them. I like to use them in sauces.
Yeah.
And I think
well,
they're
the smell
fabulous.
Of the shallot sautéing in butter is heavenly.
I think that's the way to go, to
yes.
saute them in butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're ready to use them with a lot of other things.
Sure.
Of course, when you throw a little vinegar in it, then you're starting to make your beautiful sauce béarnaise.
Right.
And it's just wonderful. So these are the beautiful spring onions that are out there. Go get them. They're not going to be around forever. You'll enjoy them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.